Hello, musicians, gamers, and friends, and welcome to Season 2 of the Plus Music Podcast. First off, we want to say Happy New Year to all of our listeners. We hope that the holidays treated you well, and we're so excited for what's to come this year. Before we get into our interview, we wanted to let you know that Plus Music is officially sponsoring Global Game Jam 2023. If you've ever been curious about joining one of these events or networking in the games industry, this is a great opportunity to try. Visit plusmusic.ai to learn all about it. Our guest today is the CEO of Atlas Creative Studios, Michael Herringer. At over 3 billion total plays and over 75 games developed, Atlas Creative has cemented itself as one of the premier developers for metaverse experiences within the Fortnite engine. From high-level partnerships with Microsoft, Time Magazine, and the NBA, to one-of-a-kind metaverse events with iHeartRadio like their recent mega concert with Charlie Puth, Atlas are at the forefront of Web3 interactive experiences. So sit back, relax, and join us as we pick Michael's brain on all things gaming, right here on the Plus Music Podcast. Welcome to the Plus Music Podcast, Michael. Atlas Creative, looking forward to hear more about what you do. Love to start out with, why don't you just give our audience a little bit of an overview and describe Atlas Creative and what you do in your own words, and so we can get familiar with it.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks so much for having me. Atlas Creative was started about 3 years ago. We are a studio that works in Fortnite Creative, and we really get to do just all the fun things and the so-called metaverse that people, I feel like, are talking about nonstop these days. So we started off as two people, me and my co-founder, Jordan, and really just found some early success and did some projects that we're really proud of early on. That kind of led us to a huge growth moment this past year, where now we have about 15 people that we work with on a regular basis. And it's been great for not only for making like our favorite game ever, but also we get to work with them really closely on some fun projects. So they're really good people over there.
Yeah, they're building something pretty cool. So you brought up the word metaverse. Let's talk about it.
It's the buzzword of the century.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic. How do you think the metaverse is shaping out?
That's a good question, and I get it quite a bit. I feel like for a long time, I always had to do like quote unquote metaverse, but it really is. It's I feel like not a quote unquote thing anymore. Like it is developing in front of our eyes, and I think there are leaps and bounds to go, and we're only seeing the beginning of it, the tip of the iceberg. But I feel like there are some platforms that are really like staking their claim in the metaverse, and I think Fortnite is one of them. I feel like everyone kind of defines metaverse a little differently, but I feel like from the standpoint of a place that is a virtual spot that people can go hang out, IPs kind of have open play there. I feel like there's no better place than Fortnite right now to do that.
Yeah. And you guys, so what Atlas focuses on is branded IP inside of Fortnite Creative. How does that work when you guys put, I don't know, like NBA's like logo in there? And does Epic have to get involved to make sure that that is okay? Or can you guys just put it in there and then you have the sign off of NBA?
Yeah, so it really depends. For the NBA, we work closely with Epic Games. So there was a lot of just legal on our side, NBA side, Epic Games side, just to make sure everything's done correctly. And it definitely helps when Epic is involved, just because it's a lot less to jump through and everything like that. But there are also projects we work on with third-party brands where we, like, out of courtesy, let Epic know like it's coming into the space, and it's kind of just an open line of communication. But also, it's not like they're like, no, you can't do that. It really is just like the NBA. We had Epic Games promotion for it, and so that's when we really kind of lean into Epic for that side of things. Yeah,
I find it interesting. It's crazy here, Michael, because about 2 weeks ago, I actually told Nick, I was like, God, I was just listening to the radio, and I heard that this artist, Charlie Puth, is actually doing a concert on an iHeartMedia island in Fortnite Creative. This is the future of concerts and live music in the metaverse. And fast forward 2 weeks, here you are, the guy that brought it there. How did that happen? And was that your thought, like bringing music as a concert level performances into the metaverse, starting with Fortnite?
Yeah, honestly, I think that's one of the most streamlined ways to kind of have something like that in the space. Like right now, I feel like there's a lot of different things that brands are trying to do in the metaverse. But from my point of view, music and sports are some of the easiest ways to really get involved because it just plays into Fortnite so well. And so we got to work really closely with iHeart and the team that worked on that project at Atlas absolutely knocked it out of the park. And literally the State Farm Park, you'll have to ignore my dad puns, but yeah, so it was a lot of fun to work on. And I think the heartbeat behind that one is when we talked to iHeartLand or iHeartRadio, they were talking about how they get to put on all of these in real life events that they charge tickets for. And sometimes people can't make it just because of whether it's finances or ailments or just an inability to travel. And I think the really special thing that we have to do in iHeartLand is it's accessible to anyone that has a console, a phone, a PC. And it was just something really special to work on just because I think it really is the next step of what we're going to see in kind of concert spaces in the future.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the idea back to the, you know, one of the first things we started talking about, which is the metaverse, plural. Is it plural?
That's the confusing part. Is it metaverse, metaverses? It's.
Right. I know that people have it, and it's metaverse, and it's just across the board. But yeah, I mean, it seems like the innovation of being able to get people from all walks of the planet to be able to come together in a digital place is the innovation that I guess today's technology has allowed us to do. And then to be able to stream audio and to get people to sit, it's a pretty cool moment in time. Do you feel like it's going to get more immersive? Do you feel like technology, do you feel like we're held back by actual hardware?
Yeah, I would say so. I think right now we're definitely seeing kind of the limit being pushed every day in platforms like Fortnite. And really, we're really proud of what we were able to do with that concert. But also, like, we'd be foolish not to think like 5 years from now with the rate of how everything's growing, like we constantly dream of like, what does it look like to not just have a player in front of a stage and being able to have interactive moments, but also like you being in that moment and you having a live stream with Charlie Puth actually putting on the concert and him walking up to your character. And I think that's also one of the coolest parts about these virtual concerts is because when you're in a crowd, you are just part of that crowd. But when you're in a virtual experience or a virtual concert, there are those moments where you can make the player feel like they have an intimate moment with the artist, which you can't really do anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It always, I mean, we've talked about it before, but it seems obvious that the future of digital, even like live concerts that are going to be held in real world anyways, seem like they should have a digital component to it. And in a world that you just described where, you know, things are quick enough, bandwidth is there, compute power, whatever, you'll have a whole other, for some events, I could see a whole other part of the world that can't fit into the physical space that's there, could be in another one. And then that experience might be even more interesting. You might be able to be on stage with them and get to see the view and see all the people that are there. It's going to be pretty cool to see. So you mentioned that there's some players in the metaverse space, like, and you guys are clearly all epic, but just, you know, talking like just industry wide, do you think that there's some unknown companies out there that are gonna show up in the market, or do you think it's a winner takes all, who's got the most momentum at this moment?
Yeah, I think momentum and people that are just first to market definitely have a little bit of advantage, but also there's companies that have been doing what we do in other platforms for years and years that I'm sure will slowly kind of merge into Fortnite as well, especially if Fortnite keeps growing at the pace it's growing. Yeah. So I definitely see kind of the clientele growing pretty quickly and rapidly over the next few years. Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems like going back to the IP thing, you know, this is a nerdy question, but it's more like, how does a company like Epic or Roblox or whatever actually monitor IP?
That's a great question. Yeah. it's interesting because we've kind of seen two platforms take pretty different stances on it already, where I'm not a Roblox expert at all, but from what I've just researched and from the people I've talked to, it seems like they have a pretty hands-off approach of if you build it and you put it out there, like unless the creator of the IP comes and tells us to take it down or we get an active lawsuit, like anything's free game. And I think that has its merits and you have more of a free creator. They can do whatever they want. But the other side of it is Epic is, just because I think it's a newer platform, there's a little more red tape to go through and a little more control, which also has its pros and cons of just red tape is not always the most fun thing, but also you are protecting your players, you're protecting brands, you're protecting creators. So I don't know if there's a right way. Every day sometimes I'm like, I wish we did things more this way, and then I see the other way and it's like grass is always greener on the other side kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels like music files are it should be easier to track than like a digital visual file, like a JPEG. Like you'd have to, I mean, Facebook has developed all kinds of, you know, dick pic like stuff. I mean, it's real deal. Like you got to know if somebody's putting in objectionable content. So they've done all that. I'm sure Epic and Roblox have similar stuff, but how do you could take like the McDonald's symbol, kind of mess it up and it's like doesn't quite pass through, like, but it's still McDonald's. And then like, you know, I know that there's the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which gives you safe harbor if you don't actually monitor it going through, you know, which is, I think, the stance that some of the companies take. But and then you got bringing up Meta, you have them trying to build their own, you know, the Horizon Worlds, I think, is their version of the metaverse that they're bringing out, which is pretty, I played around with it on Quest and it's like a pretty complicated toolkit. How do you, and I know that Fortnite's been making a lot of efforts to do the Fortnite Unreal, the creative side of it, but they have like a, they've downstreamed it. So they go, did they start easier and they're going up? I forget how it worked out in Epic. It's, they have the creative and then they have the Unreal Engine that they just rolled out. So they get more Pro Tools now than they did before?
Yeah, so nothing is out yet. But the heavy rumor would be, yes, something is coming. And those will be more advanced tools. And it really depends. Like I'm sure there's people that are experts in Unreal Engine that would try to do something in Fortnite Creative and they think it's the hardest thing in the world. And there's people that have been doing things in Fortnite Creative that would step into Unreal and it's probably the hardest thing in the world. So I think it's just what you kind of started off as, because Creative was easy, but it's also now had 3 years to develop. And I feel like if I were to come in right now, it is a lot harder to pick up than 3 years ago. So,
yeah. I mean, you guys have a team. You've built 75 titles at this point, if I get that right.
Yeah, probably. So the 75 titles have been featured by Epic. So, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then you've got something that you do on the side, the Slurp, right? Is that just like...
Yeah, that's just kind of what I started off as. Most of us started off as individual creators, but kind of as the landscape grew, that was kind of why Jordan, the co-founder, and I came together, is because we realized we kind of came together and I said, like, I don't think we're going to be able to do this individually for long. And we kind of got ahead of the game and realized that eventually, and even now we're seeing it even more so, you're going to have more specialized roles just because you are going to need these full teams to kind of build something special, where back in the day with the earlier tools, it was easy for just one person to be a jack of all trades. So, but yeah, to answer the question, Slurp was kind of my in-game name. Yeah.
That's interesting. And then just for the audience's understanding of the complexity of what you guys are building, that the Charlie Puth thing and everything you did around that project, how long did that take you guys as a team to put together?
Yeah, so that project was probably 6 to 8 months and is still going on. We probably now have been on it for probably around a year now, just because that one was, I think they're doing it right, to be honest. I think they not only just wanted to have a like splash in the metaverse, they wanted to like put their flag in the ground and say like, this is our spot. And now they're going to continuously do updates. And so, yeah, so now we're going on about a year working on that. Yeah. iHeart is kind of, I guess the official role would be like more of the producer and client. And so they are the ones that kind of are producing the content within it. And then we're producing the in-game content for it.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, I wouldn't lie and say I haven't said like, hey, this is my favorite band, can we try to get them? But we kind of have a really good relationship where we realize like iHeart is the best at what they do. Mm-hmm. They know their audience, they know their artist. And for us, we know Fortnite really well. So I feel like we've struck a really good balance of bringing both to the table.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be the new metaverse Bill Graham, if you would. I mean, in my head, I was like, are you guys actually choosing the artist? Now, all of a sudden, you've become the person that every artist needs to get to in order to get into Fortnite Creative, iHeartland, or even your own island.
Yeah, not a bad place to be at all.
Yeah, right? Fantastic.
So how did you, what got you here? You know, did you want to be a game developer ultimately, or was that?
Yeah, I grew up playing games. Me and my brother loved video games. We've always had a passion for it. I've always had a passion for the like behind the scenes and the development side of it, but I never really pursued that until Fortnite, to be honest. I honestly didn't think it was a very viable option early on. I went to school for film and then ended up in marketing. And so I was working a marketing job 9 to 5 and then racing home to play Fortnite, and to eventually they opened up Creative and I was like, I literally could be a developer. And so I took off with that. And I never thought I'd actually be where I'm at, to be honest. Really blessed and fortunate to be in the spot I'm in. And I think that just kind of speaks to what's possible in Fortnite is half the people on my team. Honestly, all the people on my team, our co-founder was going to school for architecture. We have one guy that's actually in school for game design. One person was working in retail. Another was going to school to be a doctor. So like, it's really cool to see what Fortnite's been able to do for people and how it's kind of brought dreams into reality.
Yeah, there's definitely an interesting moment there where, I think that the human race has been moving away from like ultra specialization, right? Where you had to go to school for a specific thing and you had to do the thing. Like we feel like there's a moment in time now where you could be, in certain ways, you can be a musician, you can go to Splice, you can get a drum beat, you can get a bass line, you can get a guitar line, you can put a song together. You can sing on top of, if you have singing voice and you can like piece together something, a creative person can now become something that they weren't used to have to become, a musician, and you'd have to be able to perform it. Same thing in Fortnite Creative. And I think just like what the metaverse really offers is going to offer the human race is this ability to go out and make things that you would have had to be ultra specialized to be able to do before, right? Like,
yeah,
I think that was the game engine revolution too, right? For the game world where you didn't need to make your own physics engine. You could just plug this in and get it going. And it's pretty interesting to see what Epic's been doing in all entertainment industries. Like I watched Mandalorian, right? And so I was watching this YouTube thing on, it came out like a year or so ago, but it was so interesting to see how they film it, where like everything is an LCD. It's like a LED backdrop, which gives the actors like way more, it's not a green screen, right? It's like an immersive experience even for the actors. So they're more into it. It feels more real. And then they just replace that background with more of the whatever, you, it's not CGI anymore, but you know, that kind of thing. And it looks fucking amazing. I mean, the scenes they did, like with the speeders and the desert landscapes, are like incredible. They look real, you know?
Yeah. And like you said, for an actor, how cool is that? Instead of looking at a green screen and a Yoda that's just a tennis ball, like mm-hmm. you now have a full immersive background. That's
pretend really cool. There's an alien about to attack you.
Yes.
It's like, that really does put pressure on the actor to be an actor, to really in that case. But it does feel more natural. And I think the movies that always did really well, like, look, you know, even first Star Wars movies were, you know, built in places where they're walking through those hallways actually not in a green screen.
I mean, going back even to the, just, you know, getting into the Fortnite creative, which I want to touch on a little bit later of how somebody maybe could get into it, but I just love the success story of, mom, I'm going to medical school to be a doctor. Actually, I pivoted and I'm creating in the video game world space. You know, now it's actually a reality. I mean, when I was growing up, if I would have told my parents, I'm going to go make video games, probably have the same reaction as when I told them I'm going to go be a musician, you know, yeah. Well, go get a degree for something to fall back on. But there's actually real tangible and you know, successful models that could be created here. And that's the future, you know. I really, it's inspiring, you know, to look to see that there's something out there that you could really embrace your passion and kind of develop it in this metaverse kind of you know, context and have success at it. So it's really cool.
What's your Michael, what do you think's next?
Yeah, so I think there's a ton next. I think like we've talked about, I think there's so much power not just behind Fortnite but behind Unreal Engine. I think there's so much that Epic's doing. I feel like they're known obviously for Fortnite, but yeah. That just scratches the surface on the tools they're kind of putting together. And honestly, the way they're putting them together, they interact so well to get together too. So like even in our last concert, like not for iHeartland, but we did something for Aya Nakamura, a large French artist. And it was a partnership with Epic, and we partnered with an Unreal studio called Matto XR. And so it was a fully immersive, being in front of a screen, we had players kind of walk through, you had the music video like on a screen and scenario around you, but you're also walking through doing things. And it's like, you're walking through the actual music video. And so Matto XR built it out completely in Unreal Engine. And then we built it out completely in Fortnite. And so I feel like you're just going to see way more of that. How we talked about earlier, what's next for concerts, what's next for all of these opportunities. I feel like we're just going to see, like, I don't know. I don't think we're going to think about concerts the same in a few years, especially virtual concerts. I don't think people will have to feel limited to being in front of a stage and just like nodding their head at their computer. Like, I want people to actually feel like they are immersed in something. So, yeah.
Yeah. It just kind of occurred to me, if you're doing a one-to-one experience, right? Like, how do you replicate an experience in Fortnite? Like, because there's, I mean, like, in a very crude way to explain it, like, it's hard to blueprint things, right? Like, so video game's going to have its structure, and but it doesn't, does it, it can't pour it over. There's no blueprint. There's no CAD file that would help get built into another one. So you have to start from scratch. Is that where the art?
Yeah, exactly. And the way Fortnite is, it's not like a lot of other games as of right now. Hopefully in the next year, this will change a ton. But as of right now, we basically have to build everything from scratch. If we want an NBA logo, like the NBA logo, if you look up our past projects, it is, I think, 1,700 primitive pieces of different shapes stitched together to perfectly make their logo. We can't just import their logo into game, which a lot of other platforms can do. And same with copying something from like Unreal, where we have the footage to go off of. But if we don't have pieces that look that way, we have to be really creative in how we stitch it together in Fortnite, just because we get a very limited set of tools, and it's really how creative can you be with those tools.
Yeah, I mean, I think if your rumors, and I mean, they made some announcements that, you know, Fortnite Unreal Engine is happening. When it does, it'll happen. It seems like the method there, the reasoning is build games in here. Don't build games for consoles like directly anymore, or like your mobile device. It seems like if you really wanted to move the public into a metaverse, where you'd have exclusive experiences. I know Roblox is really big on that already. Like Roblox, there's games that only build on Roblox, and that's just where their games live. It seems like that's where this would go to, where you would start to get out of the console world almost, and you would start to get into, I mean, maybe the consoles support it still, and you'd be playing off of there, but you would be in this other, you would use this system and this,
yeah, anyone could be there
to really build core features. And it seems like another way to think about the internet, right? Where it's like interactive, spatial, you know, it's a different, that's where it seems like to me. Like there's a concept of Web3, which is a whole different like thing, obviously, with, and it has a lot of more implications from a financial point of view and whatever, but that's what it seems like to me, where maybe they'll get to a place where if you made a game on Unreal Engine, you'll be able to port it directly over into Fortnite Creative one day.
I think that is definitely yes, and hopefully in the future. I think the biggest limitation there is just the only way I feel like you can truly have what Fortnite wants to develop as a metaverse is if phones are involved. And so that's like the double-edged sword of what we go through every day, of we have to make sure something looks gorgeous on a PC, but also runs properly on a phone. And so if you were to port over probably any Unreal project, it's not playing great on a phone unless it's a mobile app. And so I think that's going to be like the missing key of, if they can figure out that and get performance under control, then you got the accessibility of everyone has your platform, your metaverse on their phone right there. But then also you have these amazing experiences as well.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, very much. I mean, you think about like this is the last phone, right? From my iPhone. And they didn't really change the compute power from 13 to 14, just changed the camera. Mm-hmm. But I can see this thing going, you know, it's already more powerful than the computer I had, whatever, a few years back. And I think the compute power on a phone is getting pretty close to being able to do it. It's just form factor, right?
Yeah.
How do you play a game here? How do you really see it? But I also think, like, is a phone the best device? Is it the best actual experience, you know?
I would personally, and I'd probably get in trouble with half the people I talk to, but I would say no. I personally I'm not the kind of person that could experience something that was built in Fortnite on a phone. But I love playing on a PC just because I think it's the most powerful tool we have. But I would say the phone is the biggest thing is accessibility. Is not everyone can have a PC. Not everyone can have even a PS5 or Xbox, but almost everyone has a phone. Yeah.
It feels like if they ever do AR glasses, it feels
that's
like
where I was that's where I was going. It's well, gotta be
AR glasses could be powered by the phone, you know?
Yeah.
And the visual display would just be basically your glasses versus having to cram everything into glasses as a standalone instrument, you know?
Yeah.
That seems like it'll be fun to see if somebody can pull that off. I keep hearing about Apple doing it. It's like, how long are you going to string us along? You know?
Yeah.
We'll see.
For sure. That and Apple Car are the two things I feel like for 10 years now we've been hearing about. But
all I really want to do is plug my phone into the car and it has all the settings, everything I want about the car, not just like Apple, like my messages and my music. Like, why have a computer in a car anymore? Anyways, like it's always obsolete. Your phones are getting better. I just want to be able to have a thing, and I want to be able to, it feels like ownership of a car in the future seems meh. Who really needs one? You should be able to walk in like old school zip car, plug your phone in, have everything you need and be able to go. And that seems to be, that would be a better experience for me versus like, you know, you get a car and a couple of years, all the tech is old. So isn't cool anymore. So
I think you should patent that idea there, Nick.
I'm sure somebody already has. Michael, what's back to you guys? What's next for you? So it sounds like our iHeart's an ongoing thing. You'll keep supporting whatever they're putting together. Do you have anything else exciting, interesting that you can tell us about?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, we're supporting iHeart still and some really fun and exciting events coming out for them. We have a few other projects coming out that I can't say yet without someone knocking on my door, but we also just released something for Alienware that we're really excited about, which is an open world combat experience that is also kind of in the same vein of wanting to be an evolving space that grows along with Fortnite Creative into the next step of whatever Unreal solution we get there as well. So I would just keep an eye out because I think Fortnite with these rumored, got to be careful with what I say, but with what's coming, I think is going to be huge for a lot of different studios in the space.
What would your advice be for aspiring Fortnite developers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would just say there's so many tools that are out there. You, like you guys said earlier, you don't need a degree. I would say basically, first of all, find resources, learn. And then once you've learned, practice. And also just network well. There's so many people in the community that are willing to help young creators kind of find their footing. And so I think if you can do that, you'd be in a pretty good spot. Yeah.
Amazing.
Very cool.
Well, where can people find Atlas? And if they want to build something cool, who do they go talk to?
Come talk to me. I would love to talk to you. We have a website, www.atlascreative.com. We're also on most social medias. Our Twitter is @AtlasCreativeFN for Fortnite. Love to talk.
Very cool.
Yeah, thanks for having me.